Blog Talk Radio.
The window here of the studio, there's a big race. Not the kind of race that we usually do in our spoon races, but all the beans are doing a little beat-a-thon today. And boy, are they running a lot of, wow, boy, some of those beans are really fast. Maybe someday I got to try that. Listen, this is our call-in number in case you're out there listening. It's 347-996-3903. And there's a lot going on in Beantown this week. The story was that Rex is looking for a female companionship, somebody, I can't believe it. Anyway, you know what they did? They took the Pig Out Cafe and turned it into a disco. Yeah. And imagine that. And they invited, you know, lots of people in and lots of ghouls. Can you believe that? Ghouls. And, that story will be coming up in a little while. In the meantime, well, you know, we like to start the show off, you know, in the usual way. And, let's cue this thing up because it's always always super, super fun to hear from the Beatles.
Well, boys and girls, it's Sunday afternoon in Beantown, and after a hard week's work at the Beantown Garage, Bucky's ready for a beautiful walk with Betty. Let's see what happens.
Oh, Betty, I'm so happy you decided to come for a walk today. It's
beautiful. I thought you really needed it.
Oh, I needed this, Betty. I've been, you know, way too much stress lately over you. It's inspection time at the garage, and, you know, boss has been taking in a lot of spoons, and... You know, again, I've been working a lot on Victor, and just a simple walk.
Yeah, everybody needs a day just to take a nice walk and relax.
And the sky is beautiful.
It's such a beautiful day, Bucky.
Yeah, you know, boy, I love the botanical gardens. Every time we walk by here, I love that, you know, that big statue of the giant. I mean, that's just really magnificent, you know, that... fact that we have an actual statue of the giant, you know, from...
And, you did a good job on that.
Oh, he's beautiful. And then Jack is, you know, really, that's, you know, he's standing there with the axe right by the beanstalk.
Oh, he's so muscular, so handsome.
Yeah, that was Jack. You know, he was the one who chopped down the beanstalk and saved the town from the giant. And now everybody knows in Beantown that we're all descended from that one beanstalk, which came from the beans that Jack sold, for, you know, for the cow, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of history just by looking at him right
know,
now.
It's really
Beantown
nice.
Beantown has a lot of history.
Boy, this is great, Betty. I'm just, again, it's so relaxing.
I know. I'm just so glad that, you know, we're just taking a nice,
lazy walk.
You mind if I stop in the library?
Sure, go ahead. You know, I'll be fine.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll just wait out here and get some sun.
Hey, Bucky, look.
What?
This is Larry.
Wait.
The lab.
Yeah, it's a dog.
Yeah.
Isn't
this great? He's so handsome.
Libraries have books, Betty.
Look,
libraries have books, not
look,
dogs.
He's giving me love.
So since when can you take a dog out of the lab?
Well, it's Loretta. Loretta's dog.
Loretta the librarian?
Yeah, Larry with a lamp. He's a lab. Look, he's giving me love.
Well, I see
he's
that.
Licking me.
Yeah, I see. Larry's licking you with love from Loretta
so
the librarian.
So,
terrific.
I love dogs.
I know you do, but I thought...
Hey, I'm going to go into the bakery.
What are you going to do there? Is this Benny's? Benny the baker?
Yep, I'll be right back.
All right, I'll wait you.
Hey, look, this is Barney, the boxer.
What? Wait a minute, it's another dog, Betty.
I thought that it would be great if Larry met Barney.
Yeah.
They could be like friends.
Yeah, well...
We wouldn't want to just walk one dog, right?
Well, I was happy
oh,
just
Barney,
walking...
stop smelling Larry's butt.
Oh, boy, this is so...
Can you kind of pull him apart,
all right.
Bucky?
I got him. I'm pulling him apart, Betty.
Oh, Barney's got a great blue collar, doesn't he?
Yeah, this
it's
is terrific.
Full of bling.
Betty. Okay, great, sure. Okay, I thought it was a simple walk, but now we got two dogs. What are you doing now? We're at Sylvia's...
Oh, here's Sabrina. Whoa.
Wait a minute.
The husky from Sylvia's salon.
You went into Sylvia's salon to get
she's got a lot of saliva.
Oh, boy. Betty, that's just three
dogs. Saliva's getting on Barney while Barney's sniffing Larry's butt again.
Oh, I know. What happened to a simple day with the
lawn? Oh, Larry's taking a big load.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, for
Betty.
A lamp, Larry got a really
Betty.
Big...
If you got a bag,
there.
I'm going to have to pick that up. We can't leave that there. You know, if Officer Lima sees that...
Wait, I'll run in the hardware store.
All right, just don't come back.
Yeah, Hank's Hardware.
Just get a bag, Betty. Just don't come back with any dogs, all
this
right?
This is Henry. He's Irish.
It's another dog, Betty.
He's really hairy.
Henry, the Irish hound, the hairy Irish hound from Harvey's. At Hank's Hardware. Okay, Betty. That's fine. How many dogs have we got now? Four?
We got four.
Four dogs, whoa. Betty.
Oh, Barney, stop that.
Oh, boy. There they go.
Oh, no.
Get off of there. Get off of there. Okay, look. All right. Now, Betty.
I have to go into Kathy's place.
We're at the Cocoa Cafe?
Yep.
What for what? What are you going
to
do?
We have to pick up Candace, the collie.
Oh, my God. Betty, really? What
they're all... Oh.
One, two, three, four, five
dogs. Thank you, Kathy. Hey, look,
five
they all
dogs.
Love each other. Oh,
five.
Larry, stop doing that to Candace. Oh, Larry's...
Are you hungry? This is Sandy.
Larry's got a limp, but he sure gets around.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, listen.
This is Daniel, the Cocker Spaniel.
Where'd you get Daniel, the Cocker Spaniel? I mean, he's just...
I know, he was just walking around. He just read it on his collar.
Right, let him join the party, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm getting a little hungry. You want to go in the Sandy's sandwich shop? You know, I'll hold the dogs.
You hold the dogs while I run in and get a sandwich for us.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great. A little break from all these. Why didn't she tell me about the dogs? Okay.
Hey, look, this is Sally. Meet Sally.
What's that?
Bucky.
Sally from Sandy's.
Shih Tzu.
Sally the Shih Tzu.
Yep.
Oh, my. Betty, how many's that now? One, two, three, four, five. We got
Sally's
six
so
dogs.
Small.
Six dogs in this...
Oh, no, Larry. Leave Sally alone.
Yeah, I can see that, boy. Let me pull them apart here.
Oh, look, Sabrina's smelling Sally's
hey,
butt now.
Wow.
Oh,
really...
my gosh.
Now we're getting
there's
tangled.
A lot of beans pointing at you, Bucky.
I know. I'm not the one responsible for
it. Can you try to make him be quiet?
I'm working on it, Betty. I'm working on it.
And Larry wants... Larry wants Barney.
I can
and
see
then
that.
And then we want Sabrina.
I can only got two
oh,
hands
my God,
here.
They're getting tangled up into each
all
other.
Right. Well, hey, look, we're right by... We're right by Dr. Dan's.
I have to pick up Daisy.
Where? What do you mean,
Daisy? Daisy the Dash Hound.
Daisy the Dash Hound? Dr. Dan has a Dash Hound?
Yeah, when he found out I was going to pick up Sabrina, he's asked me to pick up Daisy.
Oh, my God. How many
don't you
dogs?
Like my new business?
One, two, three, nine, four, five. What do you mean business? You didn't tell me
I picked up a dog walking business.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, if it wasn't for all this poop, this would be a great business.
I know, but that's the part. They do that, and you got to pick it up. I need a bag here. You know, this is getting worse and worse. It's just never
stopping. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Flo.
What do you mean? What do you mean,
it's
Flo?
It's Fritz. the foxhound.
Fritz, the foxhound? Where'd you get Fritz? The
from Florence's shop, flower shop.
Oh, Betty, you know, but I... When is this going to end? When it, I just... It's going crazy. I mean...
Oh, no, you're getting tangled.
I'm getting all tangled,
no,
Betty.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're busted.
Oh,
we're in the dog
room. Oh, you're not going to
ride in the cab. We can't ride together with that on you.
Well, boys and girls, that was far from a beautiful walk, wasn't it? Poor Bucky, all those dogs, and Betty's business. I think she bit off more than she can chew. Stay tuned.
$1 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey,
yeah. And everybody having a ball.
Hey,
until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
I see the dancing, I don't fall for you. Billy found them, get out. Get back, Gruffy, bus Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. I tell myself I man no get angry.
Hey, yeah, V.I.O.
Two Eddie gals calling them canine. Hey,
V.I.O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
V.I.O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Say, I told doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, no, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, no, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who
Gruffy, bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rain coming from my eye? Walking through the blizzard, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any color but you, I think I knew that's why they call me Pitbull. Since I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, everybody. This is Aunt Sally, down at Aunt Sally's Super Rub-a-Dub Scrub-a-Dub Spoon Wash. Hey, you got troubles? Yes, you do. It's been a long, tough winter. There's a lot of grease and grime on that special spoon of yours. So give her a treat. Remember, we only use the softest, fluffiest towels to hand dry each and every spoon. So come on down. Get rid of that grease and grime. Bring your special spoon to Aunt Sally's Scrub-a-Dub, Rub-a-Dub Spoon Wash. See you soon. everybody. This is Bucky. Remember that time that Betty and I went for a walk? And it was just supposed to be a walk. And Betty didn't tell me that she started a little dog walking business. Remember how it got out of hand? All the dogs got out. And there was a lot of tripping and falling and total confusion. Well, you know Betty. She doesn't do things small. She thinks big all the time. So Betty has expanded that dog walking business into Betty's Doggy Salon and Hotel. So, the next time your little doggy needs a little wash, a little haircut, maybe a massage, a little night in the hotel and a good walk, bring her down to Betty's Doggy Salon and Dog Doodle Pickup. That's right. Betty's added that service too. So bring your doggy down. We'll see you soon. Hey, everybody, this is Bucky. Yeah, I'm down here at the Double Dip to tell you about the big Bean Dependence Weekend. That's right, the Battle of the Bands. Betty and the Windbreakers against Glinda and her Rotten Tomatoes. So if you've been wondering who put the bomb in the bomb shabomp and the ramble in the ramalama ding dong, come on, put your boogity shoes on and come down to the dip de dip de dip Double Dip. Also, our favorite DJ will be on hand. That's right, LL Cool Bean. Of course, the celebrities, Mayor Hazzy, Officer Lima, Chief Spark, even the boys from the garage, Boss, Batty, and everybody's favorite Robo. Of course, I'll be here, too. So come on down. Put those boogity shoes on. Rambalama ding dong ding dong ding at the Double Dip this weekend. Betty and the Windbreakers versus Glinda and her Rotten Tomatoes. See you there. Hey, Bucky. Looks like we got a big day out there. You ain't kidding, boss. Look at out there. There's lots of vehicles on the factory. Whoa. Hey, is this the day that all the municipal vehicles come to get inspected? That's right, Bucky. I'm pretty proud that we got that municipal contract. Hey, look at out there. Look, Socrates is in line. Socrates, the school bus. And behind him is Laddie, the fire truck. And behind that, there's Amber, the ambulance. And behind her is... Looks like a bonzo there, Bucky. Hey, Bucky, I tell you what. We're going to get started right away. Robo and I and Batty, we'll take the first three vehicles, and you can take Garbanzo. Garbanzo, the garbage truck, boss? You want me to take Garbanzo, the garbage truck?
Yeah, you know, the garbage truck. Garbanzo. Garbanzo is a garbage truck.
Yeah, we all know that. You got a problem with that, Bucky?
No, boss. No, I mean, it's Garbanzo. Everybody loves Garbanzo because he takes all the garbage away, you know. But, I mean, no, I don't have a problem with Garbanzo being a garbage truck. I just, you know, was wondering maybe I could work on Laddie.
I don't know, Bucky. I mean, think about it. Think all that trouble that you and Betty got into with when you took Laddie fire truck for a little ride.
Well, that wasn't my fault, boss. I mean, that was Betty. She was playing with all the buttons, and, you know, I mean, so what? Which she, you know, sounded the horn, and she, got the siren going, and, you know,
okay,
so I suppose when the ladder went up and knocked down all the trees, and Officer Lima pulled us over, but that wasn't me, boss. That was Betty.
Yeah, but Bucky, listen, the reason I got this municipal contract is I assured, you know, Mayor Hasbeen that I would never let you work on Laddie again. And Chief Sparks was in total agreement with that.
Really?
Yeah, really. Think about it. What if Rex gets all the business? And Rex and Vane and Muncher are working on all the municipal vehicles. You want that on your head? You want to be thinking about that and what the town's going to be like with those three characters working on all the municipal vehicles?
Yeah, you got a good point there, boss. I totally agree, but hey, why don't we let Robo? Robo's excellent with Garbanzo. You know, they kind of have a little connection. Why don't you let Robo take them?
I object, Bucky. I had Garbanzo the last time, and now my olfactory sensors are overloaded.
Olfactory sensors? What do you mean?
I'm trying to tell you that Garbanzo stinks.
What do you mean? He smells bad?
I can smell him from here.
Yeah, Bucky, what's the matter? You can't smell that?
Hey, why do you think we don't want to work on him? Well, how about Batty? Why don't we just give him to Batty?
Are you serious? We would like Garbanzo to work better than when he came here.
Yeah, well, you may have a point there. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we send him across town to Aunt Sally's Super Sud Splish Blast Spool Washer? It's only about 5 minutes.
Hey, Bucket, now you're using your beam. What do you think, Robo?
That is one excellent solution. Good work, Bucky.
Terrific. Okay, Bucket, you can drive him over there. Oh, boss. I mean, that... Well, I guess that's one way of turning 5 minutes into eternity. I mean, how about Batty? You really want to do that to Batty? You really got it out for Batty today, don't you? It's not that, boss. I just think Batty makes a much better garbage truck driver than I do. Hey, you know something, Bucket? That gives me a great idea. Let's let Batty take him over to the Pig Out Cafe, you know, Rex's place, and let him have him park Garbanzo there for a couple of hours before it takes him to get cleaned up.
That is brilliant, boss.
Hey, boys and girls, that was some story, huh? All those municipal vehicles came to be inspected, and then Bucky, his eyes lit up when he saw Garbanzo. He wasn't too happy about that, was he? Bucky found a good solution, didn't he? Have him washed first. And Batty gets to drive him over. The funniest part will be when he parks him in front of the Pig Out Cafe for 2 hours. I don't think Rex is going to like that. Do you? Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, that... Oh, boy. You know, we all love Garbanzo because he does pick up all the garbage. But, man, does he stink sometimes. And, you know, I just wasn't up for it. Can you blame me? Well, it all worked out. We got him a nice bath, and then he came in for his tune-up, and he was not only smelling great, he was tuned up like you can't believe. Hey, you know, Betty and I have been working on a little stand-up routine, and why don't we go down to the crock pot and see how that worked out? We recorded that, and here's the results.
Hey, boys and girls. Well, there's a lot cooking in Beantown these days, isn't there? Speaking of cooking, it's open mic night at the crock pot, Beantown's premier comedy club. And tonight, Bucky and Betty are on stage. Let's see how they do.
Hey, everybody. Wow, this is really super. Betty and I have been working on this all week. This is our first time we're going to try working over here at the crock pot. Betty, what do you think of this, huh?
Oh, my goodness, Bucky. This is fabulous.
And I thought it was just going to be our friends here, but it looks like there's a whole lot of people.
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we love doing stand-up comedy, but this is our first time, so I hope you'll understand, and I just hope you sit back and relax, and, you know, we've been writing some jokes, and we hope they
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, well, me too, Betty, you know, because
my legs are shaking a little bit.
I can see that. Wow, you know, did you just try to calm down? I didn't know if that was the temperature in the room, or you're just nervous.
No.
Nervous. All right, well, what do you say, Betty? Why don't you give me... Well, go ahead. You try a joke.
Well, you know, Bucky, I got to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
How do you keep a fish from smelling?
How do you keep a fish from smelling?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty, I don't have any clue. How do you keep a fish from smelling?
Hold their noses.
Oh, come on, Betty. You hold their noses? I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute, Betty. I mean, the first shot, I mean, you okay. Go ahead.
Hey, I got another one, Bucky.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
What's a blueberry's favorite amusement ride?
A favorite amusement ride? I don't know, Betty. What would that be?
A merry-go-round. Have you ever been on a merry-go-round?
No, I've never been on because I'm not a blueberry. Look at
them. Oh, my gosh. I went on a merry-go-round one time. My face turned green.
No, blue.
Oh.
Blue. That
well, it
be
turned
blue.
Green, and then it was blue. It's like a moon
okay,
ring.
Okay, Betty, what? You got another joke? They're getting a little...
Oh.
Yeah. Sure, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, but
wait a minute,
Bucky.
Betty. Look, Betty, look at this guy right in front row. He's just kind of staring at us. You know, it looks like... You okay, sir? You look like you grew up next to a thorn bush.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
well,
you don't. Oh, hey.
All right.
He's
all right,
leaving.
Well, whatever.
Hey, come back.
There. All right, yeah, I know. We lost him.
Bucky.
Well, whatever. Let him go, Betty. Huh. I don't think you appreciate
that. That could be like a compliment. Maybe.
I know, but he doesn't appreciate good humor. Go ahead. You got another one?
Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Aunt.
Aunt? Aunt who?
Aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, Betty. Oh,
hey,
boy, that's pretty good,
Bucky,
though.
There's a lady leaving.
I know, I see
a
that.
A lady being leaving in the back.
Maybe she's an aunt, Betty.
Yeah, maybe she's an aunt.
Okay, well, aunt here anymore, is she, Betty?
Oh, this is
here.
Fun.
Okay.
I like doing this stand-up
stuff. Me too.
Stuff.
I don't know why some of the people don't like some of the jokes, though. Go ahead, you got another one?
Yeah, what are beavers snack on?
What do beavers snack on? I didn't know that beavers snack, but they do snack, yeah?
Yeah, the
okay,
wood
go ahead.
Chips.
Okay, then I got one for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you back one then. How do they clean their teeth? Splinters.
Oh,
I mean, if
how about
eat
a toothpick?
Well, think about it. No, well, think about it. If they eat
wood chips. Oh, wow, my side's splitting.
Well, think about it. If they eat wood chips, then they'd use splinters, wouldn't they?
Come yeah.
Okay. And I got those big buck teeth, you know. I don't know why they call them buck teeth. Do you, Betty?
No, but they do just have two.
Yeah, I mean, there's no money involved. Why would they call them buck teeth?
I don't know, but to brush them, it must feel really easy.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Betty, you got another one?
Yep. What do polar bears eat for breakfast?
Polar bears... Oh, wait a minute. If beavers snack on wood chips, I would think... Just, Betty, I'm just going to say, I would think that polar bears eat snowflakes for breakfast.
Right!
Hey!
Oh, my gosh!
I got one.
That's really good, Lucky.
Well, yeah, I'm just starting to get on a roll here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yep. What do polar bears drink?
Go ahead. Polar bears drink. What do polar bears
polar
drink?
Bear!
Polar beer?
Yep.
Why didn't you show me these before we got on stage? That's
yeah.
Why am I the only one laughing, Betty?
I don't know, but more people walked out.
I know. It's polar beer.
All
don't you get
beans.
It, folks? Polar bears drink polar beer. That's what I don't know, Betty. I thought it was good.
Lucky, I'm thinking, like, they like us so much that
they can't
control the laughter, and they just have to head out.
I think that's what it is. They must be laughed enough, so they're leaving because they laugh.
Yeah, they feel like they got their money's worth
exactly.
out of this show.
All right. Well, speaking of that, Betty, can I do one? We're talking about money. You know, and you were just mentioning polar bears. Get this. Where do polar bears put their money, Betty?
In a snowbank? Oh, wow, I got
did you
it.
Get that? That was such... Betty, there's another table left. Okay, look, Bet. Okay,
hey,
I got enough. Wait a minute.
We got four beans left in the audience.
That's right. Just hang in there, folks, because these are really good ones. How about this, Betty? How do polar bears ride to school?
In a polar express?
That's pretty good, actually. No, icicles. It's like
icicles. Oh, yeah. You can slide around.
Yeah,
slide right
yeah that's cool. Okay, so go ahead. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What if you put a penguin in a parrot cage?
You know, we're doing a lot of North Pole jokes, you know, little North Pole jokes.
Wait, what if you put a penguin... Oh, wait a minute. What if you put a penguin with a parrot?
Put a penguin with a parrot. You get what? I would guess you would get a pretty crowded parrot cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You did really good, Bucky.
Well, I don't know. We look like I don't know if they're leaving because
there's only two beans left.
I know. Go ahead. Well, go ahead. What you got another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if an elephant?
Well, wait a minute. Let's stay on the North Pole for a second. I got one for you.
You got one?
Yeah, I just read National Beanographic. It says here that when it comes to Eskimos and relationships, guess what about that, Betty?
I don't really know.
Well, it says that Eskimos are really nosy.
Oh, my God. That's really
yeah.
good, Bucky.
Yeah, that's right. Eskimos are nosy.
Eskimos always rub their noses
hey, well,
to keep warm.
This. Betty, what's the last thing an Eskimo wants to do?
Rub their noses?
Rub noses with a polar bear.
Oh,
you see?
I was going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be a good thing, would it? Okay.
No.
Wait a minute, one more on polar bears. What the dentist... put on polar bears' teeth.
Oh.
Guess, come on. That's polar caps.
Oh!
See?
Oh, my goodness. That's really good.
Okay.
Oh, this bean in the front really liked it.
I see that. We got one left anyway. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got one about a parrot and a penguin.
What?
What happens if you cross a girl parrot with a girl penguin?
What do you get?
A penguin that won't stop talking.
Oh, wow. We're really doing good, Bucky.
Yeah,
we should come out here every week.
I think we just got the waiters and the wait staff waiting here.
Yeah, everybody's gone. But
we must be doing so. What do you got another one? That's it? Are we going to say goodnight or you got another joke? Yeah, you can't think of one more?
I got one.
Go ahead.
What if an elephant... have more stuff.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you about elephants. You bring it up. What if elephants decide to move from one home to the other? How do they do that? They put their stuff in trunks.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was going to say.
Okay.
We got some of the same jokes.
I know. I don't know how that happened, but go ahead. What about, you're going to say about what if elephants can't put all their stuff where?
No, that's a... I got another one.
Go ahead.
How do elephants move from, one home to another?
I said that one. Boy, I think some of the wait staff is leaving now, Betty. Oh, I know. Here, I got one for you. What if they can't put all their stuff in the trunks? How do they move then, Betty?
They hire gorillas.
That's right. They got to hire a couple of gorillas, Betty. Betty, did you notice there's really nobody left?
Bucky, they're shutting the lights down.
Okay, Betty, let's go. I think maybe we'll try it again next week.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Wherever you are.
Earlier.
Oh, so long.
Well, boys and girls, that certainly didn't turn out the way Bucky and Betty expected. Boy, there were some tough cookies in that audience, weren't there? Well, maybe not cookies, but maybe some well-baked beans. Well, better luck next time, Bucky and Betty. Stay tuned.
Well, with that, it was our first time, though. You gotta give us that. We weren't on our best, but we've been writing a lot of jokes since, and when we go back, we're going to kill them. Well, listen, that's all the time we got today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and, do whatever you got to do to get ready for the holidays, and I hope you get some shopping in today, and bake some cookies. Talk about cookies. Baking some cookies and some pies because the big day is coming up pretty soon. Well, that's it. And we hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week, okay? And don't forget our call-in number. All right. And our website, www.beantownpals.com. Lots of good stuff on there.
Use your beam, trust your heart, build your